السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everybody is requested to recite درود. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. It is extremely essential for a believer to have adab, be respectful, and have good conduct. Without adab, a person will not be able to acquire anything. There is a famous saying in Urdu, ba adab ba naseeb, be adab be naseeb. This means the one who possesses respect and lives accordingly will be blessed with both ilm and knowledge and amal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the contrary, the one whose life is empty of this adab will be deprived of all good. For example, there is a student who wishes to acquire knowledge, but he does not respect his teacher. He does not respect the asbab of ilm, meaning his textbooks and other resources through which he is directly or indirectly acquiring ilm. This student will not be able to acquire true beneficial ilm. Man la adab lahu, la ilma lahu. The one who does not have adab will not gain knowledge. The difference between ilm and information, meaning ma'lumat. The student may claim that respect and good conduct are not necessary in order to acquire knowledge, because despite his disrespect and lack of etiquette, he still attains high grades and excels in his examinations. But unfortunately, his ignorance will mislead him to misunderstand the reality of ilm. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, explaining the reality of ilm, says, ilm is not only words, but it is a nur, a light, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He wishes. Learning and memorizing passages does not mean a person has acquired ilm. Learning something that is halal and another that is haram is not ilm. Rather, ilm is a nur which enters the heart and then filters through to the rest of the body, compelling it to act in accordance to the commands and the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person learns that performing salah 5 times a day is farad, but he does not practice it, then this is merely information, ma'lumat, and it is not ilm. This information can only be considered as ilm when this person performs his 5 daily prayers punctually, because his ilm has led him to amal. The real beauty, the beauty of ilm and adab. Without adab, a person will not be able to make religious progress. We can even go as far as saying that if a person is empty and void of adab, then he is not worthy of even being called a human in the true sense of the word. Rather, he is considered to be possessing animalistic traits. Through adab, a person becomes a true human being. When he adopts adab, he appeals to others. And on the contrary, if a person does not have adab, then people tend to be put off by him. He does not become beloved to people. This person, as quoted in a poem, is like an orphan and a pauper. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَثْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ بَلِ الْيَتِيمُ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. Beauty is not by adorning oneself with beautiful clothes. Rather, real beauty is acquired by ilm and adab. And the real orphan is not the one whose father has passed away. Rather, the real orphan is the one who is deprived of ilm and adab. A person void of ilm and adab is not loved by people. He may adorn himself with the best of clothes, but he will not be able to win over the hearts of people. On the contrary, a person who may be poor and dressed very simply, but because of his ilm and adab, he will win over the hearts of people and he will be respected. For example, There is a person who is unattractive and his body is not physically proportioned. At first glance, no one will be inclined to him. But after a while, people will see his adab, people will see his ilm, and then he will win over their hearts. And then on the contrary, there is another person who is very handsome and well-dressed. He will appeal initially to the eye, but his immoral behavior and jahil traits and ignorant traits become apparent, and then he will lose his appeal. Upon hearing and reading about the lengths of our pious predecessors that they went to with regards to adab, we are left completely dumbstruck. The importance they gave to this helps us understand just how important ilm and adab are. For respect for the teacher, once Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi asked one of his students to go to his room to get a book for him. The student immediately stood up to go and get the book. Suddenly he stopped and asked his teacher as to which shelf the book was on. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "You have been with me for 8 years and you didn't know that there is only one book shelf in my room." The student said, "My dear teacher, whenever I have been in your room and I have been with you, I have never been in your room alone. And because you were always there, out of respect, I would not even look around your room. This is why I was not aware as to how many shelves you had in your room." During the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, there was a lady who was afflicted with leprosy. Whenever she would go to the haram, the foul odor emitting from her body due to the illness would cause inconvenience to people. Learning about this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu summoned her and said, "My sister, please do not come to the haram because people are inconvenienced due to your illness. As far as the reward of coming to the haram is concerned, Allah is well aware of your intention and He will reward you accordingly." Conforming to this, she stopped coming to the haram. After the demise of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, someone informed her that Umar radiallahu anhu has passed away, so she can once again come to the haram. She replied, "Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was not a person who was to be just obeyed when he was alive, and now that he has passed away, his orders will be defied? Rather, his orders should still be complied with at all times." My friends, look at this woman's respect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to adopt the respect of people. Having respect for elders, we need to bring adab into our lives. We should have love and adab for all things worthy of respect. If we have love and reverence for something, then we will automatically have respect for it. We should have respect and honor for our ulama. We should have respect and honor for our parents. We should have respect and honor for our teachers, our mashayikh, the elders of our family, and even the people in our locality. Nowadays, much slackness and negligence is shown with regards to this. Take the example of our parents, whose favor upon us is innumerable. They have done so much for us and they continue to do so. Consider how much respect they deserve and compare that to how much respect we actually give them. Similarly, reverence for our elders demands that we behave with them in a respectful manner. We should not, for example, walk ahead of them, start eating before them, etc. All of these things are part of the adab. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu walking with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda was walking slightly ahead of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, "O Abu Darda, how can you walk in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr when he is a lot loftier in status than you in this world and the hereafter? He is the best person except for the prophets upon whom the sun has risen." From this, my beloved brothers and listeners, we can learn the necessity for juniors to show total respect to their elders. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants each and every single one of us the reality that without adab, as a community, we will fail. We must bring within our hearts the adab for other people. We must be respectful to our parents. I know some of us may not have the best relation with our parents, But it is up to us to keep that relation strong, to never say a word of disrespect to them, to never even show from your amal that you are disrespectful to them. Whatever you do, do it with complete and utter love and respect. To your teachers, to your asatida, the ones that taught you the alif, ba, ta, you must show complete respect to them. It is because of them teaching you those huruf that you are now able to read the Quran. All of the reward that you're getting now, they are getting it as well. If they are still alive, keep in contact with them. Get in touch with them. Request them for their du'as. And say to them that you are completely at service to them because of the amount of favor and blessing they gave upon you for teaching them these things. If your parents are the ones that taught you the adab, you have to show complete respect to them. Your mashayikh, anybody that you have taken the deen from, anybody that you have learned something positive from, consider them your ustaz. Consider them your teacher. You know, for example, in Glasgow, there was Mufti Akhtar Sahib of Madrasa Ta'lim al-Islam, passed away now, rahmatullahi alayhi. He was in a travel agent once, and the travel agent taught him something to do with the law. And then he says to him, from today, I'm going to respect you as you are my ustad now, because you taught me something. And from that day, every time you would meet him, this is a normal guy, no beard, no, he doesn't come to the masjid often. You would not consider him very practicing according to your standard. But every time Mufti Akhtar Sahib would meet him, he would meet him with complete humility, shake his hand with both hands, and then he would give him salam, and then he would call him ustad, until the day he died. Anybody who gives you something positive, treat them with respect. As a community, we must build this quality. We must build the quality of having respect for people. If a community becomes respectful, then there is love and harmony in that community. And if a community starts disrespecting one another, then that community is a failed community. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us true adab. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He opens up our heart to the nur of ilm. The nur of ilm will not descend upon that heart that is sinful. So it is for this reason as well that we must continuously seek istighfar. We must continuously do tawbah, ruju' ilallah. We must give up those things that are taking us away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make this dua first of all for myself, and then thereafter for everybody here. May Allah make it a reality for everybody. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الشفاعة ويوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد برحمتك يا رب.
Dear respectful brothers, fill in the gaps. Jazakallah.